This is the morning news on LBC.
And the time now, 6:50. The Prime Minister will use a keynote speech today to argue that despite difficult decisions ahead to rebalance the economy, the government will continue with an ambitious plan to improve services and deliver a smarter state that works for taxpayers. David Cameron will also claim Labour are a clear threat to the security of British families, to that audience in Leeds, and that the party no longer represents working people, whoever wins the party leadership race tomorrow. Well, Philip Blond is with the director of Res Publica, who developed the initial blueprint for full devolution to English cities. Morning to you, Philip.
Good morning.
So at the heart of this speech, then, we're promised David Cameron is going to highlight progressive reform to key public services, greater devolution of power and increased efficiency in public spending. But what do you believe all that means in practice, and do you support it?
I do support it. I support it because the people who rely on the state to work, those who are often in the greatest need, have, I'm afraid, been ill-served. The state has failed them in many circumstances, anything from poor hospital care to ongoing failing education, children in care, prisons. And we've got to turn this around, and we have to turn it around by actually creating solutions closer to the areas and closer to the people who are vulnerable. And I argued, seems like a long time ago, but it was only last year, for full devolution to cities, starting with Manchester. And now we're seeing across the country Labour-led authorities actually recognising that the old model, the 1945 state top-down socialist model, doesn't work. And what we have to do is turn it inside out so we can create a new type of state that actually works for people, and particularly for those who desperately need the state to work for them.
Indeed, and examples include the expansion of the Troubled Families programme to some 400,000 people, more integration of services, including new legislation to integrate police, fire, ambulance operations, and, as you say, up to 37 local areas under consideration for proposed devolution deals. Could he go, though, even further, Philip?
Oh, much further. I mean, what we've got to recognise is the state, as we currently conceive it, doesn't work particularly well, because human beings, if you think of your own family, think of your children, all their problems are wrapped into one, and we need to create a bespoke, tailored state that actually addresses the problems that people have. Whereas what we've got is, if you like, a suit that's been made for everybody that doesn't fit anyone. So if we can integrate health, education, public services, police, crime, what we can get is almost a one-stop shop that's local that addresses the problems in your area. If the problems are lack of skills and training, the problem is crime with kind of youths running feral on the street, if the problem is ill health, what we can do is we can prioritise that one problem. If you look at troubled families, what they are is people who have a whole range of problems. It can be from mental health, from problems with finding work, can be crime. And they have now just one person who deals with all their problems, ranks them in order of priority, and actually makes the state work for those people so that those problems are addressed.
And surely lots of people will support that. Philip, we have to leave it there. Always good to talk to you. Philip Blond there, Director of Res Publica.